Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge. We are on our daily trek to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along today on our trek to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. We're told in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16, how much better to get wisdom than gold, and sound judgment than silver. We are on day 1,654 of our trek, and it is time to explore another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote, along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become more healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is from Martin Luther, and it is, "A Christian is a perfectly free lord of all, subject to none. A Christian is a perfectly dutiful servant of all, subject to all." So today's nugget of wisdom will be servant lord. As true imagers of God, we do have the ability to choose. We are not automatons who are receiving divine mental direction from our Creator. Yes, if we are seeking, God's Spirit will guide us, but we still can choose. God has the ability to choose, and since we are imagers of Him, He has granted us that ability. Jesus Christ is God who became human, and He decided to choose this. Throughout His life, He was faced with every type of temptation as we are, and yet He did not sin. He chose to remain loyal to His divine nature. It is the same for us. We are free to lord over others, treating them in a manner that is not according to God's word. We are also free to be perfectly dutiful servants, and we could choose to place ourselves under the subject of them. Christ was the perfect imager of God, so we should follow His example with the help of the Holy Spirit and be willing to serve others as Christ came to serve. Our passage today is Mark chapter 9, verses 33 through 36. After they arrived in Capernaum and settled in the house, Jesus asked His disciples, "What were you discussing out there on the road?" But they didn't answer because they had been arguing about which one was the greatest. He sat down and called the 12 disciples over to Him and said, "Whoever wants to be first must take last place and be servant of everyone else." Then He put a little child among them. Taking the child in His arms, He said to them, "Anyone who welcomes this little child like this on my behalf welcomes me, and anyone who welcomes me welcomes not only me, but also my Father who sent me." And as you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, please encourage your friends and family to join us and come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,653 daily treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And if you're not done so, please consider giving us a 5-star rating so that others will join us in mining our nuggets of wisdom. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more daily wisdom.